Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to episode 18 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes reconnect with an old friend in a new form and become swept up in extreme sports. Previously.
As though the digital world around you is dissipating and disappearing, that Tron-like wonderland just completely goes. It almost, what do you call it, fucking...
Disintegrates, fades away.
Yeah, disintegrates. What the fuck is the word I'm looking for?
Dissipates.
Water does it.
Evaporates.
It evaporates around you. The techno boys and techno girls, when the world ended, when the cataclysm happened, when Jackson's technology went to every military, that they created like a digital world, a virtual reality almost, where people could be safe from the horrors of the wasteland in reality and kind of like live as a digital consciousness in a grid. You appear on the other side and your brain is a cacophony of voices. I've got arms again for the first time. You shut your eyes and then you open them again and you're standing inside the last place you were ever happy, your small cottage in New Zealand. Each nan, like in unison, reaches in, grabs a candy and takes it out and in unison puts it in her mouth and swivels it around. Like, you know, when like an old person just clacks it against their teeth? But it's in unison, so it's like clack, 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 clack. It's quite loud.
My good limp friend here accidentally drove a bus into the transporter because...
Oh, dear me. Dear me.
One of the techno boys, Darius, I believe his name was, said it was okay.
Inside the mindscape, Muckmouth has gone over to, like, her side. Or she's kind of gone outside, and in that white expanse that surrounds you, she started to conjure, in many ways, a small house in the suburbs that you assume is where she used to live. The final Steve and King Spiritual Advisor have made, like, in another section of the white, a real unpleasant, like, the verdant green lush grass of your New Zealand fields eventually just becomes dry, unpleasant, or wet, unpleasant mud and filthy swine man
beautiful
establishments. And Mickey builds a small, what looks like a small wing of the... Jackson Mansion.
Awesome. So I'll let, like, you know...
Everybody seems like they're enjoying having a place that is not the apocalypse.
Except for the Swine Man.
Except for the Swine Man, but that's all they've known.
I leave Mickey and Muckmouth to their own sort of, you know, things, and I go towards a Swine Man. And it's a dreamscape, so I can be anything.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Oh, no.
So now we need to kind of really put on the facade of this Splinter Hoof.
Oh, boy.
Hank, wait.
Yes?
I mean, you can probably roll for this. But would they know what's going on, don't they?
They know that it's kind of like, yeah, they're in like a mental area. They're not, I mean, like, it'll be a role.
So still. Like, yeah, it'll be a role.
It's not
like,
just, he can't just decide. They're aware that this is created. You're in a simulation,
Yeah, no.
That's pretty fun.
I was pretty much just asking if they're aware of, like, because we know that they're in Zammit, in also Joel's head.
Yeah.
Do they know they're in also Joel's
head? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're aware.
Oh, okay.
Like, there was panic, but then they figured out what was going on. Okay. And that's why they're sitting them down, giving them a cup of tea.
Yeah, that's
everybody's
all right.
Calm.
All right, so I'm going to go over to them and be like, you were into my mind palace.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to kind of, like, almost get like a, like, a, like imagine a zip starting at my forehead.
That's a nightmare.
Zipping it down to, like a blind, almost like a blinding white light. And then just out appears, like, a version of Splinter Hoof that they can relate to. So kind of looking like a majestic motherfucking swine man.
All right. So like a powerful, built in many ways like a massive gorilla, but with glorious ivory tusks coming out of your mouth.
Coming out of my mouth. On my back, like a giant tree growing from my back. Almost like like wings, but trees.
Is it like, because if you'll recall, the swine man tree popped out babies. Is your tree?
Yes.
As babies pop out of its hollow branches.
Yes.
Immediately. Well, Yes. Immediately, both King Spiritual Advisor and the Final Steve just drop to their knees. King Spiritual Advisor seems to be muttering something under his breath, like, oh, it sounds like a prayer. Like,
beautiful.
King Spiritual Advisor maybe is like, oh, God, I didn't believe.
So then I'm going to try and spin this to be just like, do not worry, my children. You know, this is the true form of me, and try to just explain the, go over those tenets again and real get them on side that this is just one of those things that okay, is just so, going to be about our religion.
You spat off the first tenet, and both swine men, Final Steve and King Spiritual Advisor, in unison are like, in death we are all Daryl. Never trust a Jackson. Dead Jacksons aren't Daryl. Be a good bloke. All Damos are food. For a Dracula. In Undeath, you become Un-Daryl. All Vaughns are Daryls. But they say it with a reverence. Like the Pope reading from the Bible. This is... Like you, because...
And the most important one.
Be a good bloke.
There we go.
Because you're in your... So, this... You, in many ways, you've almost given them an actual spiritual experience because you're in their mindscape talking directly to their consciousness.
And they're like, all right, so in and maybe go to the afterlife in terms of like, you know, when you die, you will be, and if you kind of believe in this, you'll be rewarded greatly.
Are you
and
basically
I create, I don't know what, Can I tap into their thoughts of to try and understand what their idea of greatness is or what their idea of paradise would be?
You go up and unresisting, the swine men. And like as you go up, maybe you can see just in the back of your vision that like Muckmouth standing at the front of a quite pleasant suburban house is just looking at you like, what the fuck is going on over there? But you place your like maybe you place your fingertips in the middle of their bristly foreheads and you see visions of glorious banquets of battle between strong swine men clashing their tusks together. A Valhalla of sorts is what they envision.
Sick.
All the gasoline they can drink. Fountains of it.
I conjure that behind them.
I like that you're almost giving them like a passion play.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those like Christian horror houses where it's like, if you sin, this is what happens. You're running them through that. Okay, yeah. You create... Swine Men Paradise.
Yeah, Swine Men Paradise. And be like, follow this, spread the word. This is, you know, where we will finally go.
I love you. This is it. This is the whole, it's about,
this
fellas.
This is good. This is real good.
Truly, your words speak the truth. This is wondrous. They, like, seem like they want to go over to the bounty and the banquet, but they're clearly waiting for your permission.
And I'm like, for this time being, you will be the first and only swine men who followers of Splinterhoof that can enter paradise.
They go in there and
begin.
And
then return. So enter paradise for as long as I wish, but one day you will return to the real world.
Fuck, I wish someone was like, there was like a Bible there. And God said, go into paradise now for a bit.
For a bit. To experience it so you can tell.
But eventually you got to come back out and go into the real world.
And so you can tell people what's going on, and then you can come back. Super good. Give you a taste. Yeah.
Ape Joel.
Yes.
Eventually the gentleman behind the counter, he turns off the vid screen, comes back to you, and he's like, yeah, I'm super sorry about that. Completely, we're struggling to track down Darius. We have some idea of where he might be. People have seen him, but look, we can sort this. He's full of all the other people who were in the bus, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there was like...
How many people?
Six?
Because we've had this a couple of times. Six?
Seven.
Well, including his own consciousness.
Eight.
Eight, I think. Hang on, just give me a second to count, and I look down at my ape hand. King Spiritual Advisor, Mickey as a boss.
So Final the bus Steve. Was also...
Yeah, oh yeah, the boss is a person.
Ah.
King Spiritual... Final Steve, Mark Mouth, Three Nans. And... Oh yeah, also Joel himself. Yeah, there was eight.
The closest we've had to this before was like a person and their dog. So. But we have, you know, protocol for this. He kind of like gestures to somebody else, another, maybe a techno girl. It's like, this is a Beatrice. She will lead you to the centrifuge. She gestures for you to follow Beatrice.
Cool. I wake up.
No, not yet.
Out of my meditative state.
Oh, out of your meditative state. That's true. Fair. Yeah, you come to, and you cannot move your arms, but they're not flailing.
Oh, damn. I was like, it's fine now. I've got them under... No, don't worry.
You still got to coordinate everyone.
You needed to give them a speech and be like, we need to work together, but you fucked up. You just calmed them down.
You just calmed them down. Like, your arms just feel so relaxed.
Oh, that's good, though.
All right. Follow your head. You can move your head and you can move one arm. The rest are just limp.
Cool. Like, hey, Ape Joe, everyone sorted?
That's good. Darius, I think.
It was a question. is everything sorted?
Ah, at least it is everyone sorted. Or everyone's. Sorry, my ape is. Yeah. I think I got Darius fired.
Sick.
As for everything else, we need to go to another building. Apparently, the closest I've had to this is it was a pretty similar situation, but it was a man and his dog.
All right.
As you're like looking at Ape Joel, you're walking on quite a busy street.
He's still on my shoulders, mate.
Yeah, I know, but he's looking at your head with his head over your shoulder. Like,
that's good. That's all right then.
But you see past Ape Joel, down a little side alley, a hooded figure. Do you recognize him?
I swear to God, if this is Vince Vaughn.
I wish. You don't recognize it, but you're like, that is incredibly familiar. I don't know what that is. Seems to be having a conversation with somebody that you can't quite see down the alley. But you pass on by at the moment you have a glance down there.
We're uploaded. This could literally be anyone. I guess that's probably the thought. Well, like, I recognize that person, but I don't know where. I'm an ape. But that could be literally anyone.
You are brought... I'm like,
what the hell is... Oh, yeah, suburbs. What? Hang on. That's not...
God damn, my brain. You are eventually brought to quite a large building. And you can see that it's like a sort of large circular building. The front door slides open and this lady, this techno girl, leads you inside. Inside there is a large sort of a centrifuge. They gesture for you to get inside. So, also, Joel, they're like a...
So what's the process exactly? So what's going to happen?
The Beatrice, the technical, she's like, we put you inside, we turn it on, it spins so fast that it separates you and the other individuals trapped within your body.
And then what happens? Then
you are flung out.
Yep.
And then you are all separate.
We're all separate. Super good. All right. Yes. No weird side effects
other than the damage of flying out. No.
All right.
You hop in?
Yeah.
Well, I just like fling him in.
I can't move.
You just sort of land in like a small, like, central. Like, you can clearly tell that this is detached and attached to a central arm that will spin you at speed. You just kind of like flopped in the middle there. A large door closes and you can see Ape Joel. There's a lot like a control panel where they operate the machine. And you can see in there as the machine slowly begins to spin. You kind of can't, you feel the dizziness, but your vision is literally just like the ground and a wall. You spin faster and faster and faster. Eventually, you start to feel just so sick, so unimaginably nauseous. You throw up, and as you throw up, you see Muckmouth slide out of your body and slam into a wall. She's like, what the fuck is this? Take 2 damage. You start spinning faster and faster and faster. You can see Ape Joel as this is getting, like, so fast it's a blur at this point. But I imagine you watch on with a Buddha light calm.
I'm like this.
Take another 2 damage. Also, Joel, King Spiritual Advisor just slides out of your body and into a wall. How damaged are you?
I'm assuming we've got, because it's weird. Should we start at full health?
Yeah.
Mm. All right, so let's see. 4, 5, 10, 14, 15. So I had 15.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm up to 11 now.
Oh, no, don't stress. In Vaughn City, I'd go down to 1.
Yeah.
I just gotta get me some Kevin James and make me a potion.
I've got a Kevin James face still, if you are needed. Good.
You can feel the skin on your face also, Joel, like stretch back as the G forces roll your limp body, of which you can now move one leg.
Oh, sick.
Both your leg. No, one leg. You slam into the back wall with Muckmouth. You're going at such a speed. Take another 4 damage.
4?
Yep.
Jesus.
As the final Steve blossoms out of the front of you. Okay, so one of the techno people, say one of the techno boys who's working
here's
the machine.
Here's the part I was waiting for.
He's like, so there were 7 people who went in.
8.
And they were the 2 swine men that we can see, the woman, 3 other women.
Yes.
And what was the last one?
A boss.
Immediately.
Well, he's
take another.
Let's leave him in there.
37 damage. Just
take another
4
damage as the nans pop, 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 pop out after one after the other, and then highs or lows.
You can leave the boss in. Leave
you
Mickey.
Just hear like a...
Leave Mickey. It's fine. Turn it off. It's fine.
Lows.
It's fine.
You are so lucky. One of the techno boys slams his head, like flips up a plastic protector and slams down on a big red button. Lucky. You, cushioned by the nans and swine men and Muckmouth, only take 1 damage.
Ooh.
As the machine immediately like slows and then stops. A bus. Do you know what would have happened? The container is designed to a bus. Get the fuck out. They kind of like usher you and open up the small room that you were inside of the centrifugation, let you and all the swine men and Muckmouth and the nans
just
out.
Gonna make a little quick edit to Mickey, cross that bus and just write me.
Mickey still controls one of your arms.
All right.
They kick you out onto the street. They're like, we don't need this shenanigans.
Okay.
And they shut the gate behind you. Or the door behind you. Ape Joel.
Yes.
The moment you're like flung out, and I guess they don't fling you out because you're an ape.
Yeah.
They just kind of out. Push you.
Just like, just prod.
Please. Kind of like just hassle you along. You notice walking amongst the people. In the busy street, that same cloaked figure. It seems like it's talking to another cloaked figure.
Do I recognize him yet?
Yeah, well, you don't know who it is, but you're like, it's really familiar.
Hang on, let's...
You got anything that can help?
Would he count as a beast?
No.
Would he...
If you've got anything else, also, Joel.
We're in a new monument, if that helps. I got +3 new monuments.
Is it European history?
I'll give you that +3 for new monuments.
Oh, that's all right.
So,
yeah, wait. How similar is this to the film The Matrix and the film?
It's super similar.
Tron.
It's
unimaginable. +5 for films.
Oh, okay. In that case, you look out and you're like, damn, this is like Tron. And then it clicks in your head. This individual has the same lumpy potato-shaped proportions as Jackson. The head, however, is a lot bulkier, a lot squarer.
Squarer.
It's talking to the other person. The other hooded figure is squarer. Very similarly proportioned with a square head.
So like a techno boys and girls head, or is this a separate thing?
No. This is like, the hood is over it, so you can't see what it is, but it looks quite square.
Head. Where? Okay, I'm fucking having like, entering my deep ape brain.
Mm-hmm.
Have we seen anything about a square head? Because if I know that that's Jackson with someone else on his head, I'm just going to try and kill him.
I like someone else on his head. You pointed out to, also Joel, you... Well, neither of you. You've never seen anything like this. It means nothing to you. I mean, you're like, that's Jackson's gross body, but like...
I mean, it wasn't a common body shape, but it could be anyone's. Like, just...
The two figures, having had their conversation, disappear off into 2 different... Yeah, it's just 2 of them.
Yeah, but both of them have Jackson's body?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I was like, maybe...
They both disappear off into... One takes a small alley to the left, and the other one enters a building.
Want to split up and chase them?
I was, all right.
Just like the, like, what? The boyish joy of that. Let's chase him. Split up and chase him. Sweet.
I was going, like, this is chase one, but all right. You're off. You're off and bounding.
Ape galloping.
You ape gallop towards. You ape gallop and you, I assume, just walk as Mickey runs his hand across one of the buildings.
There are swine men with me. Muck mouth, go look after Ape Joel.
Hey, did we split up the team? No, I just ran off by myself, I guess.
I always assume that whenever you guys leave, the team is like, and just sits and waits.
Well, they won't get killed that way.
Exactly.
Unless Muck Mouth has some fucking thing to say about it.
Have you got anything that can help you, fellas?
With what?
Chasing. Because you both run down, you run to the alleyways quickly, ape turn the corner, maybe you grab like a signpost to swivel you around for leverage and bend it in your meaty hands.
I've got plus one for rolling, so maybe I'm rolling after him.
And this is computers, and we did...
That's true.
We did establish there was porn.
It does have porn. Radio.
Oh, wait. It's a computer. I'll just fucking Donkey Kong it around. I'll just do the constant roll. That makes Donkey Kong go faster.
Yeah.
Radio. You... Ape Joel, turn a corner and you can see the hooded figure just as its coat disappears down a bend in the alley. You also, Joel, go into this, it's like a store selling strange bubbling neon like drinks. You're not, you're like, what even are these things in here?
The fuck is this?
Glowing sticks, the like. And you can see as this figure that you're chasing, as the door, the back door of the store shuts behind him, like he's just gone through.
All
right. Ready?
Keep chasing him. Like, Jackson, you fuck!
I'm gonna fucking get you! You, Ape Joel, you're like, huh! And you have a moment of ape confusion. But you also, Joel, leap over the counter, grab the back door, and walk out almost into this Jackson. You slam into the back of it, and it turns around, and you can see, for the first time, its head. The hood maybe slips off. Its head is a large vid screen. On the vid screen is like a pixelated Jackson face. The moment you see it, it's like, ah! It's you. It goes out and the body just falls on the ground.
Bullshit.
The Ape Joel.
The fuck?
You've lost the Jackson. You're like, huh? Maybe you didn't quite see which direction and there's like a left and a right and you're just like, huh? Which one? Which one?
I just stand there pounding my chest.
You hear, like, in the alley, standing over the dead Jackson, just a... You're like, he's having an ape pack.
I grab the limp body and kind of hoik it up.
You can have that over your shoulder.
Just start walking towards the panicked ape.
Radio, it's not... Like, as you, like, exit the door, and maybe you look and see your friends waiting at the steps of the centrifuge building, and they're like, the fuck...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
fuck is this now? Says Mockmouth.
All Jacksons are Daryl.
The swinemen just they copy. All Jacksons are Daryl. All Jacksons are Daryl. All Jacksons are Daryl. Mockmouth's like, fucking Christ. You go into the alley and you see a very confused looking ape John beating his chest.
Calm down, calm down. Calm down. Do we have a banana or anything?
Sorry.
Give you?
Look, sometimes it's been 20 years, I get that ape brain.
It's like Alex stroking your bald head. It's all right. It's okay. Shh.
It's all right.
It's okay. Coming for a hug.
This is good. This is good.
Give him a hug.
Just a lovely jaw hug in the middle of the alley.
It's okay. It's okay. It's calm down. It's fine.
Being an ape would be all right.
And then I'm like, all right, so just chuck the Jackson body on the floor.
It falls lit. Like, you throw it on the ground, you hear, the screen smash.
So it had Jackson's face on the screen. It saw me and was like, and stopped. It turned itself off. Like, the screen went off, it went off.
Right, yeah. Are you investigating the body?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to cut open the body a little bit with a hot piss.
All right. The hot piss and cough sign. Yeah. All right. You cut open the body and it just looks like the insides of a human being.
All right.
You get your sword, you place it in the chest, you drive down, splits open, you're like, That's guts. Ape Joel, maybe you flip it around like an ape just hooking his hand like a shovel under it, flip it on its back, move it around like that.
Not gonna lie, I thought it was gonna be like a Stranger Things-esque thing where it was just like, hey, it's just a person filled with cotton candy.
That is a reference I do not get.
That's all right.
I am an ape.
But then on your searching, you cut open his body, you're like, there's his guts inside. But you search up the neck, and the point where the neck connects with the screen head clearly has been grafted together. Clearly a screen of some variety, some technology, has been grafted around the neck. And maybe when you cut open the body, if you're doing a full medical dissection here in the alley, whatever, it's hygienic. You find that these wires kind of go throughout the whole body as though it's a terrible melding of man and machine.
Is anyone around?
You're in a kind of alley. It's kind of dark. People don't see you. I'm assuming you're behind a trash can. I mean, people are in the main street.
I wanna
go out. Want someone.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of go out there and just... Is anyone else has the same TV head?
You can't see anybody. People have a lot of different wacky sort of techno helmets here, but none are quite a vid screen.
I want to grab someone.
Okay, grab a random techno girl.
Hey, go on, techno girl.
I'm
just wondering. I saw someone. He had a video screen head, a TV for his face. I was wondering. Do you know?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
She's like, I don't.
All right, never mind. Grab next one.
Okay.
Same question.
She's like, what? What? She kind of gets caught in the stream of traffic. How long are you going to search for?
At least we 5 minutes.
Okay. Are you going to keep investigating the body?
Five people.
Yeah, I'm going to put my hand in it.
Okay. It's warm. It's hot, even.
Oh.
That's actually just bodies. That's nothing special. Bodies are really hot inside.
That's 30 degrees.
Take my hand out, look at it.
Okay, you search for a very long time. You grab someone, you're like, hey, have you seen a vid screen? They're like, what? No. And you're like, fuck you. Grab someone else. But finally, you grab someone who's wearing a similar uniform to the people who are at the gate. And it's this that same kind of techno outfit. And you ask them, and they're like, the moment you bring up a vid screen head, the techno boy looks very nervous. It's like, I don't know what you mean, but
bullshit.
You can tell he's lying.
I grab him by him, grab him and drag him into the alleyway.
Okay, you drag him into the alley. Ape Joel has his hand in the Jackson, but that's
this
fine.
Motherfucker.
He's like, I don't...
Look at his face!
I don't want to... I don't know much about it, okay?
Push him up against the wall. What do you know? What do you know about him?
Oh, you were lucky he rolled a 1 because you only got a 3. Maybe you go to lift him up and it's just like, I don't know, you're like, oh boy, it's been a long day, and you just drop him on the ground instead. But he's equally frightened. He's like, okay, we see them occasionally, we're told to always just let them in. Okay, he didn't come from the front entrance. No, they never come through the front entrance. He came through the back. Okay,
what's the back?
The back entrance, over there you have entrance from that side of the wastes, where the swine men live, and then you have the one that's on the other side, okay? And that's very few people come through. These ones always do. We always have to let them in, okay? I don't know. That's all I know.
And we can go out the back way, yeah?
Yeah, you can go out the back way.
Ape Joel.
Remember...
That was what we're here, yeah?
Yeah. Remember, yeah,
we're getting to Battle Zone 66, yeah?
Yeah.
Battle Zone 66?
Yes.
He points up. That's what you're trying to get? You both look up and there's like a giant neon sign on top of a building. So if you're not looking up, you're not going to see it. And it's like Battle Zone 66 and there's an arrow pointing in that direction.
Yeah. Is that the back way?
You go past Battle Zone 66.
So where's the back way?
Past Battle Zone 66.
Okay.
So we're going to go through Battle Zone 66. Hey, if there's a whole bunch of Jacksons, do you remember what happened at Vaughn City 1?
Mm-hmm. I've heard tell of Vaughn City 1.
Not you.
Terrible stories. Dark and terrible of Seas of Vaughn. Shadows cover his face.
It's okay.
We've been taken care of.
We got him.
Got him good. See these A-pans? Vaughn blood.
Stained with the blood of a million Vaughns. Can I go? Asks the techno boy.
No. Wait. Techno boy, what's your name?
My name is Jaloop.
Jaloop, you've been such a great help to us.
Okay.
We've got a whole bunch of friends with us. You want to hang?
Yes. Yes, please.
Jaloop, I'm very worried about what's going to happen here, so I think it's best if you come with us, because at least we are aware.
Jaloop just nods. Okay, you want to go to Battle Zone 66?
Yep.
We. Us. Let's go, Jaloop.
This is the three Nans.
Okay, you head back out onto the street and, like, your posse are there. Muckmouth's like, so, all that fucking rigmarole, what was the fucking... come up of it. We good? What the fuck happened?
We're just going to go to the back entrance. Got to go through Battle Zone 66. This is our good friend, Jaloop.
Got to fuck another read. Fuck. Okay, yeah. Fuck, whatever.
Jaloop, this is Mockmouth. She's a rude lady.
You're a fucking ape.
Exactly. So watch your fucking mouth.
Don't fucking back talk me, you saucy fucking primate.
That's all right.
Oh, Mockmouth.
I'm so glad you joined us.
You head past the centrifuge building and you begin walking towards... You can see as you kind of go past the centrifuge building, there's a lot of signs saying Battle Zone 66, Battle Zone 66, and the crowds get larger and larger. You walk... You're almost at the fucking gate before it... occurs to you, and it occurs to you, Ape Joel. You're way with the fairies. I don't know. Occurs to you, Ape Joel. Everybody seems to be wearing, like almost something reminiscent of sports gear. You see somebody with a t-shirt that says Mechano 1. See somebody with another one that's like the Crocodilio across their t-shirt. You don't know what they are, but like people are either wearing a Mechano t-shirt or a Crocodilio t-shirt.
Cool.
Some have big crocodile-like thumbs. You know, like the pointy finger, like from a baseball game. Yeah.
Question. How big is the biggest fella that's around?
There's like a hefty lad.
As big as an ape?
No. You're the largest. You're the largest there, because you're a gorilla of size.
I'm a silverback ape gorilla.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, well, that's a shame, because I really was hoping that I could track down an Adidas tracksuit. But mean, alas!
You could put one on and like have it torn all around you.
Oh, wait. That's all right. If it's a sports stadium.
There's like merch stores.
Yep. Let's try and track me down. I don't have any money.
He's still going to give it a go.
Jaloop might spot us. Hey, Jaloop, what's the little sports gear?
This is Battle Zone 66.
Huh. What is Battle Zone 66?
Well, it's the 66th Battle Zone.
What happened to the first 65?
They often get destroyed. And we're in for quite a good fight today between... Meccano and the Crocodilio. I'm not a huge fan, but, you know, he's popular. As you're having this conversation, and as you head towards the... No, neither do you see shit. Never fucking mind.
I'm just real distracted by that Adidas 3 strap I'm going to buy.
You arrive at, like, there's, like, a small, like, merch, like, a vendor.
I might buy a scarf.
He's there. He's like, it's a techno girl, maybe. She's like, oh, well, what can I do for you?
Hi, I'm an ape. I would like... I would like an Adidas 3-stripe tracksuit complete set, please.
That'll be... She's like, yeah, she's got it in store. She's like, yeah, we've got one. It should be roughly around this. It's an extra, 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 extra large. But that'll be 40 credits.
We're new here.
I'm sponsored.
All right. Never mind. He's sponsored.
So you're...
One of Mechano's fellas. Posse. Part of his posse. I'm an ape. Come on. How often do you see an ape here?
Fuck you. He's like, Oh, okay. So you're part of the posse. I thought you'd be in there pumping it up, you know, getting it ready.
Yeah, well, that's actually why I came out to buy this Adidas 3-strap tracksuit.
You
want to
do in the...
Yeah, like, it's for me, but, like, everyone else is wearing their uniform, and as I'm an ape, it's been a real struggle to find one around here. But
so I just charge it to his account?
Yeah, just chuck it on his tab.
Right here. She pulls down the Adidas tracksuit, hands it over to you.
Two Adidas tracks.
Oh, sorry, this is also Joel. He also...
Yeah, okay.
We call him also Joel because he's also a long...
And I look around. Actually...
Three, four, five, six,
eight. Eight more. Three. Just for the crew.
Fuck. Yeah, with your bonuses. She's like, oh, okay. This is going to clean me out, but...
Just charge him his account. It's fine.
Okay.
And charge something extra for yourself.
Okay. She also chucks on an Adidas tracksuit. And she hands you, of like the appropriate sizes, 3-stripe Adidas tracksuits for...
Oh, fuck.
Everyone.
Those swine men are going to look so good.
Swine men bodies are not designed for human clothes. You're all outfitted in Adidas tracksuits. You see her take off her jacket, chuck one on, and like just shut the vendor, like the booth is just sort of like closed back in 10.
I'm really excited because I imagine like ape me is just wearing the tracksuit pants and then the jacket, but just open.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. You get your ape chest here, like all showing. All visible.
I'm a bald head. That's good.
Good.
You turn around. Oh, both fives. And you still see
nothing. Does Adidas tracksuits give us any...
I'm going to say it gives you a +1 where interactions with sports fans.
Plus, oh, yeah. I'm also wearing a gridiron helmet. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Fuck. You are like so sports stuff.
Sport ape.
You can see that the crowd appears to be funneling into a large entrance to a sort of like main... Like lobby of sorts.
So, Jill, so we go to Battle Zone 66. We watch this match, and then we just keep going to the back.
Yeah? It's kind of an official entrance, so
yeah.
It's kind of on the other side, yeah.
So we just watch this Battle Zone, because the Battle Zone...
You don't have to watch the fight.
All right.
So we can just go.
Yeah. So I'm like, hang on.
Finally, as you're having this conversation, you see the other Jackson from before, the one that Bloody Ape Joel lost. He's, like, creeping through the crowd towards the battle zone.
What's Jackson doing back? I thought he was dead. Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.